Welcome to another episode of the Confessions of a Recovering Landlord podcast, where you'll learn the secrets commercial landlords would prefer you not know. I'm your host, Jan Gibbons, along with my co-host and experienced commercial real estate broker, Bob Gibbons.
That's me.
Brought to you by Riata Commercial Realty, where we exclusively represent users of office and warehouse properties. Landlords have representation. Do you? Today, we're talking about extensions, rollovers, holdovers, short-term, flexible, all of tenants' favorite words.
Are those hair extensions or are those?
clearly. Not even going there. What we're talking about today is something we've personally experienced in our brokerage firm, and that is the need for tenants to have flexibility at the end of their lease. I'm not talking about WeWork, Common Desk, running over to Regis. That's not what I'm talking about. That's the ultimate flexibility. I'm talking about when someone has a lease, long-term lease of size coming up for renewal. And number one, they may have procrastinated in realizing, hey, we need to get on this. Number two, there's a lot in the market that hasn't been there previously, and they're now like, oh, a lot of options. And number three, and this is my personal opinion, I think there's still a lot of COVID malaise of people just going, well, I don't want to decide right now. I want to wait and see what's going to happen. And now it's happening, and you got to figure out what to do. And I think that you've come up with some pretty ingenious solutions to these problems we're seeing. Talk about yourself.
Well, thank you. It is an interesting thing that, you know, when a lease expires, something has to happen. Mm-hmm. I always tell people whenever a lease comes up for expiration, the two primary questions that the client has to decide, that the company has to decide, is do I stay where I am or move? And do I continue leasing or should I buy? So those are two of the sort of major questions that need to be answered at that point. Now, many companies don't want to buy. So that second question in many cases isn't really one that's seriously considered at all. But the previous one does have to be considered. Do I stay where I am or do I move? Most companies are going to stay where they are. And that seems like it's going to be easier and more simple, and it can be, but only if you start early. Because let's just say you have a lease that you have a renewal option, let's say, and the renewal option requires you to give 9 months notice to the landlord to exercise that option. Well, first of all, the only two things that change whenever you exercise a renewal option is the expiration date gets moved back by 3 or 5 or 10 years, whatever it is, and the rental rate changes. Every other thing in the lease stays exactly the same. If you have a personal guarantee, anything else, you don't get any free rent, you don't get any improvement money, you don't get to remove the personal guarantor from the lease, nothing. So we've always advocated to renegotiate a lease, not renew the lease. And that means you don't exercise your renewal option and you negotiate for all those things as appropriate to the market conditions at the time. But you can only do that.
There is a, I'm pointing up at your book and you're wondering, there's a right chapter there about that.
Yeah. So renegotiate, don't renew. Mm-hmm. But that requires that you start early and, mm-hmm. you know, several months at least before the before the notice date for renewal the option. Termination option. Well, but what happens when you don't do that? You don't start early and all of a sudden you're staring down that the expiration date or even the date of exercising that renewal option. So
I
we
think it's like a seesaw. The earlier you start, the more power you have as a tenant.
Oh, I like that.
The later you start, the more power the landlord has over you.
Oh,
so
that is,
you want to be up here.
Why haven't you ever told me this before? That's fantastic.
That's what second cup. That's when all the brilliance happens.
That's the, that is the takeaway right here. I love that. Okay. And it's
throw off the X, we're done.
Well, it demonstrates the inverse relationship of
time
versus power. And you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. And really the fulcrum of that teeter totter, so to speak, would be the date of the renewal option expiration.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when
you have already lost so much by just waiting till that date.
In most cases, that's true, depending on how far in advance it is. So if you have to give 9 to 12 months notice for your renewal option and you don't give that notice, you still mm-hmm. have plenty of time in many cases to make that move happen.
But most of the ones I'm seeing are 6 months out.
A lot of them are 6 months out for smaller tenants. Some are even 3 months out. We have a client that we just picked up a few weeks ago mm-hmm. that when they contacted us, they only had 6 or 7 weeks left on their lease.
Right.
But amazingly, their renewal option only required 30 days notice,
right?
Which blew my mind. I'd never, ever seen a 30-day notice required for a renewal option. And this was for 40,000 square feet. And I was just like, what? Now, it was unusual circumstances because mm-hmm. the tenant was leasing a building owned by a guy who they'd bought the business from.
Right.
So they bought the business and leased back the building. So it was an unusual deal, not what I would call an arm's length deal.
Right.
But anyway, so what do you do when you're that close to the expiration date? Well, if you go to your landlord and say, look, we just don't have enough time here to really think through what we should be doing. Evaluate our options. We'd like to just do a 6-month extension of the lease. Well, the landlord is, in my opinion, a smart landlord, is going to say, well, tell you what, we will go ahead and invoke the holdover provision in the lease, which is usually going to be 150 or 200% of what you've been paying. And we'll give you, let's say 3 months at the holdover rate to consider what you want to do. But I'm going to charge you the holdover rate. Now, if you decide to stay here and sign a long-term lease with me, then we will reduce the rent and we'll backdate it. The deal
yeah.
back to the initial day of that period would have been, the day after your expiration date. But if you leave and go somewhere else, then I'm charging you the holdover rent. Because the landlord wants to have a gun to your head, mm-hmm. forcing you to do something and in a way that they're going to make money.
Well, and just one caveat that I'm seeing more and more of, which is the part that frightens me, in the holdover provision in your lease, it states if you stay one day late and you do not vacate the premises or renew, we will charge you X amount. And it's usually $1.50 to $2 more, twice as much. But the thing that bothers me that's in there that's kind of subjective is the landlord can also hold you responsible for any damages incurred to the landlord because you didn't leave.
It's called consequential damages. And yes. You want to try and negotiate that out of your lease in the beginning.
Right. Because what that means is if a great tenant comes along and he loses that lease because you didn't vacate, you could become responsible for all of that rent. And that's
value.
The part that just, the
landlord has the obligation to mitigate damages. So that means they should have to, go out and find another tenant and minimize the damages to that, mm-hmm. to whoever the party is. But yeah, you're right. The consequential damages is something you want to try and get rid of. The other problem with the holdover, though, is that in many cases, it's a month-to-month holdover. So we have another client that, again, waited too long. And the space they want to lease is still occupied in another building. And so that tenant won't move out until the end of the month. And it's the same end of the month that this mm-hmm. client's lease expires. Well, the landlord can't get the space turned around, cleaned up, repainted, shampoo the carpets, whatever. There's a very nominal amount of work that has to be done to it, but they still can't get that done in 2 days before the weekend when this client wants to move in. Why is that a problem? Because if they hold over in their current space, it's a month-to-month holdover, which means if they stay over one day,
you pay 30.
Pay for the full month.
Yeah.
The other thing is, in a holdover, the landlord doesn't have to let you stay. So even if you say, hey, landlord, I want to stay for you know, a month, 2 months, 5 months, whatever, they don't have to allow you. They can mm-hmm. give you notice at any time to get out, including before the expiration of your lease, saying get out on the expiration date of your lease. And if you think you're going to be able to hold over for 90 days, they can give you 30 days notice at any time, say get out. So it's a vulnerable position to be in. You don't want to put yourself in that position. Start early, make sure you're looking for other options. And so back to sort of where we were going with this is you want to be looking for options. So there's a couple of situations we've had in, I would say within the last 6 months that even 3 months that have kind of become interesting because they were very unusual, creative ways of dealing with this that I've never done in 40 years in the business. So the first of these is, pardon me.
Stop using terms like 40 years, please. Okay. Continue on with your story.
So we have a client in a building where their lease was going to expire. We started early and we had a deal cut with the landlord 9 months to a year before the expiration date of this lease. And they actually have two leases in this building. One was for their sort of quote headquarters and one was for sort of one of their sort of retail locations. And so we were able to get the lease for the corporate headquarter and the office building signed, and they were able to expand that and extend that lease, no problem. But the landlord then said, we're not going to sign the lease on the retail business location, not because that landlord didn't want to, but because they were in the process of selling the building and the new buyer, prospective landlord, didn't want to keep this business where it was in the building because they had other ideas on how they were going to renovate the building and they wanted to relocate this use to another part of the building. And so for a year and a half, we literally, actually, we started that one much further than I and remember. It was about 2 years early that we started that one.
We were working it in conjunction with the other lease.
Well, I'm saying we before, but those leases both expired at the same time on the same day. But we started early because they were wanting to expand the mm-hmm. The corporate. So we started much earlier for that reason. So anyway, the bottom line is we had the deal signed by the tenant for the retail location, but the landlord wouldn't sign it because the buyer, prospective buyer, didn't want it there. Well, because of the way the finance market was set up, the buyer couldn't get the building closed. And so they were under contract for more than a year and a half. I think it was 16 months.
Contract actually fell out at one point.
Oh, several times.
Okay.
It fell out several times, but it took them 18 to 20 months to close this deal from when it went under contract. And we're just sort of hanging out to dry this whole time. So finally they buy the building and we had had direct interaction with the buyer throughout this process. And so I contacted the buyer and I said, look, man, you guys have held us hostage on this for a year and a half. And now, you know, we don't have a lot of time left on our lease and we don't think it's appropriate for you to sort of hold us hostage here. We want a rolling 9 month lease. So at any time, we always have 9 months left. And why did we want that? Because we wanted to have enough time. If the landlord was going to try and force us to move to a place that this client didn't want to be, we wanted to know that we had enough time to go somewhere else, mm-hmm. to find another space and move to it. And 9 months is, you know, sort of the minimum that we would want for that kind of
the size space and how much TI
and the use.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and we'd been looking, so mm-hmm. we would have an idea of what was out there. But anyway, to the landlord's credit, they said, okay, we'll do that. We think that's reasonable. We've held you up. It's been our fault that this has happened. You've done everything you wanted to do and should have done. And you signed the lease amendment to extend this lease, but we're going to honor that. So we now are in a situation where we have a 9 month runway to solve the problem if the landlord ends up trying to force us into a spot we don't like. Now, fortunately, we've already done tour. We have space planning happening. We're actually on the third iteration of the space plans right now. And the client's very happy with where it looks like they're going to end up. So I think they will still end up staying in that building, in that project, and that's going to work. But the 9-month rolling option, a rolling lease, was something I'd never even thought of before. But it really was a great way to protect the tenant, still give the landlord the knowledge that they will get the space they want for their purposes within a defined period of time. And so it really worked out well.
So talk about, and then we had another issue yesterday of people, and this one's got a lot of hair on it because they are struggling with quality of building. Their HVAC system is not working properly and the landlord's saying, oh, we're fixing it. And there's just so much more on that. Well, there was a lot on the first one too, but the options that you're rolling out on this one, I think, are also interesting to solve a problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've started this one early enough to where we had plenty of time to resolve issues, to look for other options, all that kind of thing. So, you know, the tenant is well protected, but their big issue, as you pointed out, is HVAC. And the landlord, it's an older building, single pane windows still. Tells you kind of how old it is. But it's in a great location. Mm-hmm. And it's in a great location for their business and for all their clients know, you know, where they are. And so they want to stay in the building. So that's good for the landlord, right? The problem is they're freezing in the winter and they're roasting in the summer. And it's gotten so bad that they have actually had to shut down the office at times when the temperature extremes have gotten too much in either direction. And if they do that, they can't see clients. And in their particular business, they have clients come to them all day long, every day. And they get paid by the hour when those clients come to see them. So it's really, really critical that they have a good HVAC system that keeps them comfortable. Well, the landlord has spent a ton of money on improving the overall building HVAC system. This is a multi-tenant office building. So they have, you know, the cooling tower, the chiller, all those kinds of things have been upgraded. And they spent millions of dollars to do that. But there hasn't been any money spent in this tenant space directly for it to be, you know, sort of the air to be distributed well within the space. And so they're still experiencing temperature extremes, not just based on the season, but also based on where in the space you are. So we're still in a situation where they want to stay, but they're not sure if it's going to, you know, that the improvements are going to last. So in this case, what we're doing is we've gone to the landlord and we've said, hey, landlord, we're in agreement with the deal that you've offered us, but we're not confident that the space is really going to be comfortable on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is we want to ride out the summer and see how it turns out. And if we're satisfied that the improvements that you've done to the overall building and that you're going to do to the tenant space, so we're saying, go ahead and do the improvements to the HVAC system, not moving walls, not carpet and paint, nothing that the tenant really needs, you know, for their sort of sprucing up the space, just the base building, make us comfortable stuff, do that. Let us evaluate it through the summer to see if it works. If it does, then we will sign a long-term lease. If it doesn't, we're moving. But if we ride out the summer, we don't have time to move.
Right.
So we need a 4-month lease extension from the current expiration date, which their expiration date is end of October. Mm-hmm. So a 4-month extension would get them through the end of February. And so let's just say we go through the end of July and they decide, no, it's not working. Well, from the end of July, we have 7 months until the end of February. 7 months is tight, but it is enough time where we could get them moved in that period of time. Of course, we're going to be looking for other options in the meantime, so we're not caught flat-footed come August 1st.
Well, you're going to know before July if it's working or not.
I'm sure.
We're in Texas. We start getting hot in May.
But it also gives the landlord time after they've done the improvements to balancing the space and making sure the VAV boxes are working and all those kinds of things. It still gives them time to tinker with it and try to adjust things to get it to work well. So it really gives both parties time to make a deal. And, you know, when you have two parties that are both saying they want to make a deal, there has to be ways to make it work. And this is one of those ways. Do a minimal amount of work to make sure you're going to make them comfortable and extend the lease so that they have options, so mm-hmm. that, you know, they're not there with a gun to their head at that time and they have no options. And so it's just another idea on a way to find opportunities to let the landlord prove up that the money they're spending to improve the building is in fact going to make the client comfortable, but not holding the gun to the client, to the mm-hmm. tenant's head in the meantime.
But also, you came to them in the right amount of time to do this. If you'd waited too much later, the landlord would have said, gotcha, you don't have time to move. I can control this negotiation. But again, the seesaw and timing issue allows you to wield the heavy hammer.
Well, and we can only do this right now because, I mean, here we are at the early part of mm-hmm. April, and the lease expires at the end of May, October.
October.
So we basically have, what is that? Not quite 7 months from today mm-hmm. to make that happen. Now, we've already been out looking at other buildings, so we know that there are lots of options for them to move. So right now we have sort of the gun to the landlord's head because we're saying, look, agree to this unusual request for a short-term extension and you go ahead and doing some work, do that right now, or we're going to move to one of those options.
Right. You're forcing our hand if you don't give us what we're asking for. You have the opportunity to retain our patronage if you do these things.
And the good thing is that what we're asking the landlord to do is not money that they're going to throw away.
Well, they'll have to do it. To release the space if you move.
Absolutely. It's money that they're going to have to do either way.
They're not showing that on July the 4th and getting anyone to move into it. So
no, not if it's
to be done anyway.
Yeah, not if it's in its current condition. So anyway, I think that's another creative thing. I mean, yeah, we've had other clients that you mentioned some of the co-working kind of stuff earlier. We have had clients who've said, hey, we'll just solve our problem for growth for a little while with using co-working for the additional people we need to hire until we get closer to the expiration date of our lease, because they didn't want to be forced to go to the landlord and say, hey, we need to expand. And if they expand, that forces them into an extension in a building they don't want to stay in long term. Right. And so, you know, that kind of thing is definitely a way to get some flexibility. And in fact, in one particular client's case, they were starting to use some co-working space. They came and said, hey, we want to go ahead and get all of our people into one spot now. So we subleased their current space and negotiated a brand new building for them to lease. And that way they were able to move out of their old building and move out of the co-working and move into the new building all together. And that's working out really well. They just moved in, 6 months ago, I think. And that's really working well, too. So there's all kinds of ways to get creative, to find ways to solve the problem. I mean, it could be something as simple as go to your next door neighbor and see if they want your space or can take mm-hmm. their space, or, you know, find another sublease in the building that, you know, it may not be contiguous space, but it might be better than having your people, part of your people in some other buildings down the road or a mile away.
Or the best solution is to hire an experienced tenant rep brokerage firm. I think that's the takeaway from today's podcast. No. The Blake Shelton thing.
Oh, the Blake Shelton. Okay. Yeah. I think that's, I don't like that. I always thought he looked kind of
better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Way better.
Thank you for joining us and all of our bag of solutions. We're always here for you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. And just a reminder to send in questions to see if we can stump Bob.
Not going to happen.
We really appreciate your taking the time to tune into this episode. We would love it if you would give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And if you are on our YouTube channel, we would love to read your feedback in the comment section. Also, be sure to subscribe so you get notified when we publish new episodes. Thanks, and see you next time.
Bye.